Hello and welcome to the ISIS Americas podcast for Wednesday, 9th of May, 2018. I'm your host, David Hayden, and today I'm at the NPE Plastics Exhibition in Orlando, Florida. With me is Julie Schlepper, Business Development Director for Engineered Polymers for Lubrizol. Hello, Julie.
Hey, good afternoon.
How has your foot traffic been at the booth this year?
So we've been really excited about NPE 2018. We've done a number of different things this year. So our booth traffic, our foot traffic has been very, very good. We've done a couple of things to make sure that that happened. NPE this year offered a new program called Expert Super Sessions, and Lubrizol hosted two of those. One yesterday on the area of surface protection and graphic wraps, and one today in the area of Lubrizol innovations and processing guidelines. We found good experience with both of those sessions, and we have absolutely seen foot traffic as a result of that.
What kind of comments are you receiving from some of the attendees who are coming to the booth?
So I think mostly we're finding, certainly there are a number of people who know the business that we're in and who know thermoplastic polyurethane and know Lubrizol in that business because of our Estane brand. I think we've had some surprise as far as the breadth of our technology and the width of our portfolio. People are surprised to see the number of different applications that we're featured in.
Could you elaborate on a couple of the applications? I noticed in the booth there were some for industrial specialties, consumer electronics, and sports and recreation.
So I'll start with sports and recreation first. We have a number of new innovations supporting the footwear market specifically. We have a product called BounceL X, which is a TPU microcellular foam that uses nitrogen as a blowing agent rather than a chemical agent. It gives very, very good rebound properties so that the runner continues to have the energy. It's got very good crush-proof resistance, and it wears very well. Another innovation that we have in footwear is what we call Estane TRX, and that's an alternative to typical rubber. So that's used in outsoles of footwear, and the benefit there is that rather than thermoset rubber, which once it's cross-linked is thermoset forever, so any waste or any end-of-life issues, it ends up in a landfill. With TRX, it is a thermoplastic material. It is TPU-based, so you're able to avoid that thermoset energy-intensive process, which promotes automation, promotes sustainability, and brings the benefits of friction or traction, as well as the recyclability.
Thanks for the information, Julie.
You're welcome.
I'm here with Stacy Topi, communications for Braskem America at Braskem's booth at NPE. Stacy, how's the foot traffic been so far this year?
Foot traffic for us has been really great this year. I mean, definitely compared to 3 years ago, we feel like it's been really busy, and we've been really productive with everyone that's been stopping by. It's been great.
And in reference to the previous MP, what else has changed in the last 3 years?
With regards to Braskem personally, I mean, we do have a slightly larger booth this year, which has been really great for us to be able to add more meeting rooms, have more space to interact with our clients and those who are stopping by. And as I said previously, the foot traffic has been really great this year.
Your booth has a few different bits of technology on it this time around. I see a 3D printer, there's the virtual reality tour upstairs. Could you tell me a little bit about that?
Sure, so we have a freeformer machine in here from Arberg. And what this is doing this year is it's taking our polypropylene pellets and printing parts made from the resin, which is a new and innovative product. This is something that previously hasn't been able to be done with polypropylene. The virtual reality upstairs is showcasing our new Delta plant that we are building in La Porte, Texas, that will start up in the first quarter of 2020. This will be the first polypropylene plant built since 2005 for the industry, and so we are giving everyone a virtual tour so they know what to expect when it opens in a couple years.
Stacy, thanks so much.
Thank you.
I'm now here with Shell's business integration lead for Pennsylvania Chemicals, Michael Marr. Michael, how are you?
I'm doing great, thanks.
How's NPE been thus far? It's 3 days in now.
Well, there's a lot of excitement here. We've launched a new brand at NPE for us, Shell Polymers, and we've had a lot of interest from people within the industry to come learn about the plant we're building and our re-entry into the polyethylene market. And it's really just been a good business opportunity for us, and we're excited about our new business.
Any comments from clients or attendees that you're finding of interest that you didn't expect?
You know, seeing is believing, I think. And you know, we've got models and pictures of our plant being constructed, where we stand right now, where we look to be in the next couple of years. And I'll just repeat myself again, seeing is believing. You know, they can see that we're going to have a world-scale plant up and operational in western Pennsylvania at some point early in the 2020s, and we're looking forward to re-entering the market.
Our listeners aren't able to see it, but could you give me a brief description of your booth? I noticed you've got some robots in the corners.
We do. We've got some robots that are can answer some basic questions about our business. We've got a model of the plant being built on the Ohio River. We've got some videos of the construction that's underway to kind of show the progress we've made to date. And really just a large interactive booth right near the entrance. It's been a wonderful opportunity for us to come and engage important people within the industry.
Michael, thanks so much for your time.
Okay, David, thank you.
And thanks for listening, everyone. As always, if you'd like more information on NPE or any of the markets we cover, be sure to visit ISIS.com. And be sure to tune in to our next podcast.